This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I don't even think Brian Gaines should pick up the phone and call Le'Veon Bell, especially with these reports. I don't like guys that have been out of the game for 1 year. I don't like guys who are dumb enough to sit out for $14 million. And I think the running back position, while very important, is a position that can be addressed through the draft and through some of the bargain guys that are going to be out there, such as Tevin Coleman, etc. I don't think Brian Gaines should even entertain this idea. I don't. Sorry, J-Lo. Happy lunchtime to all the loopholes and all the people of Houston. Le'Veon Bell is free at last, free at last.
Oh, don't go there.
Thank God Almighty he is free at last. Not my words. Those are his words. That's what he tweeted out yesterday when the news.
It is Black History Month.
When the news.
Yeah, but you're equating Le'Veon Bell with Martin Luther King Jr.?
No, he did it himself. I want to make this clear. Le'Veon Bell tweeted this out when the news broke that the Steelers will not franchise tag or put a tender on him. Le'Veon Bell is free. And he quoted Martin Luther King along the way. That's another issue on itself that we won't get too much into. But I don't think Brian Gaines should even entertain the possibility of Le'Veon Bell. There are reports coming that he wants $50 million the first two seasons. Absolutely asinine. I think the running back position is extremely important, but I think it is also a position where it is the easiest to find values and it's the easiest to find guys through free agency and through the draft that can make impacts.
Generally speaking, you're probably one of the top 100 smartest people I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're in the top 100.
You know a lot of people.
I don't know.
Most people would take that as an insult, but you know lots of people.
You're in the top 100. That's just dumb. I mean, it's just dumb. I like to put it delicately, but sometimes you shouldn't put things delicately. Do you want to win or not? Do you have the money to spend or not? Do you think he's the perfect fit for your offense and what your head coach loves to do or not? He's all of that, and you have the money. I don't care what the Texans spend. You know, last segment, all the dumb things that NFL teams spend money on. This is smart. This is getting your team to the Super Bowl, or at least in the Super Bowl conversation, if you have anything like the year you had last year. Le'Veon Bell is free. All it takes is a phone call. And
free.
Hold on. Free as in free to sign anywhere.
Okay.
All it takes is a phone call and a checkbook. I'm down with that. I mean, I'm down with doing that. And you talk about, you know, a guy that is still young, just took a year off. He fits this perfectly. He blocks. He comes out of the backfield. I want to say he's averaged, I looked it up yesterday, I think he's averaged 40-something catches a season, if not more. He fits your style. He runs between the tackles. He runs outside the tackles. How often does a player like this, and this is a question, not rhetorical, how often does a player like this hit the market?
A running back of Le'Veon Bell's caliber?
At his age, with his with his durability, only run more than 400 touches once in his career, in the absolute prime of his career. How often does this a guy like this hit the market?
Can I counter your question with a question?
Okay.
How often does a second contract to a running back result in the same amount of production or more than the first contract?
Arian Foster, Frank Gore, Sean Alexander. Let me see. Who else? It happens. I know second contracts for some players are not good, but those are not Le'Veon Bell. And you said earlier, well, you can get a guy like Le'Veon Bell in the second round. He's a second rounder. Yeah. Okay. If you can guarantee me that the guy you mentioned in the second round is going to be Le'Veon Bell, well, then I retract everything I said. But you can't guarantee that because you don't know which one of those guys that's going to be drafted in the second, third round is going to turn into anything close to Le'Veon Bell. The guy was an MVP candidate. MVP in the league. He's 27, just turned 27 3 days ago.
First of all, I don't know about your Sean Alexander example because he kind of drifted off when he got paid. He drifted off a little bit. He had a good year or two, and then he kind of drifted off. So I can't really prove that example. I know there's guys like Larry Johnson who, as soon as he got paid, he came down to earth a little bit. It's risky to give running back second contracts. And that's why guys like Todd Gurley, they accept the deal like he did last year, and then they kind of dwindle away. There are guys in this league right now, outside of, you know, the guys that you take in the top five, like Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley, but there are guys in the second round that are some of the best players in the NFL.
Yes, and let me know who that guy is. By the way, Sean Alexander got his second contract in 2004, immediately ran for 1,696 yards and 1,880 yards.
And then never broke 800 again after that.
Okay,
so you can get 1 or 2 years.
You don't want a 1,600 and 1,800 yard season back-to-back from a guy?
You can do that with a committee. I mean, it's a lot of money, John.
What committee is going to get you 1,880 yards rushing?
It's coming at the sacrifice of a lot of things. He fell off. You're leaving out the last 3 years in which he had 896 and 716. He was out of the league 4 years after he signed that deal.
Okay. All right. Cool. Good story. He was MVP 1 year of those 1,696 and 1,880 back-to-back year. Why do you care so much about the Texans' money?
Because their money impacts the rest of the roster.
But
I'm not talking about Jim Crane sitting here in baseball where there's no salary cap. It impacts the rest of the roster.
I would agree with you if they had $10 million in cap money.
Give me Tevin
Coleman. They're going to have $75 million
in cap
money.
Give me Tevin Coleman for 4 years in a bargain and then try to
so what you're
look
saying
at this deep
is
running
settle.
Back class and take someone in the second round.
So what you're saying is settle.
No, I'm saying get a guy who's going to give you 4 solid years and try to build like that. Alvin Kamara is a second-round pick. Kareem Hunt was a second-round pick for
yes,
the Chiefs.
Yes,
he led the league in rushing. David
yes.
Johnson led the league in rushing. He
You're
was
right.
a fifth-round pick.
You're
DeMarco 100% Murray
right.
led the league in rushing. He was a second-round pick.
Yep.
Jamal Charles led the league in rushing. He was a second-round
yep.
pick.
You're 100%
right. You can find
all
these second-round picks.
All right, tell me which one, and I'll retract everything. Tell me which one of these running backs is going to be the next Kamara, Le'Veon Bell, or any of those that you mentioned, and I'll retract everything. If you can guarantee me.
Of course you can't guarantee
okay,
it.
That's my point. But you know what you're getting with Le'Veon Bell.
But
you know you're getting an MVP, 3-time All-Pro, 27 years old, coming off an off year.
1 year off of football.
1 year off of football. That's not a bad thing when you're 27.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a bad thing. His legs are going to be back under him. He's going to have all this. He's perfect for this offense.
And how do you know
like
that Le'Veon Bell?
If Bill O'Brien drew up a running back perfect for his offense, it would be Le'Veon Bell.
How do you know that a guy like Le'Veon Bell, who clearly wants money, how do you know that a guy who's been away from football for a year, that is talking about all this money, that was willing to sit out an entire year in football, and I understand business decisions, but he could have come back week 10, week 11, whatever it was, and finished out the season and went back in the locker room with his teammates and fought out. How am I supposed to believe that as great as Le'Veon Bell was before this, that as soon as he gets paid, that he's going to go out there and sell out for the Houston Texans?
Well, let's put it this way. What is more likely? Le'Veon Bell, who has had, you know, outside of his injury season, at least 1,268 yards in 3 consecutive full seasons, to duplicate that, and that's not counting his value as a receiver, where he's had 83, 75, and 85 catches. What's more likely, that to him to repeat that, or some second rounder to get that?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not going to get exactly Le'Veon Bell, but I'm saying you can get solid running backs that are going to come in and contribute. There's just too many examples of it.
And maybe you've just hit on why I'm adamant about this.
Last year, Cleveland Browns, second round pick, Nick Chubb out of Georgia.
Right.
He almost had 1,000 yards. He didn't even start at the beginning of the season.
Right. Okay. I mean, cool. I know what, and you just hit on what the reason I'm so adamant about this. First of all, it's not my money, and they got it. All right, that's the first reason. It's not my money, and they got a lot of it. Second reason, what did you say? You can get close to him, or what did you just say? You get close to what Le'Veon Bell might get.
You can get production from a committee at the running back position.
Right.
Yes, you can.
And that's my biggest reason. I'm sick and freaking tired of this team just making do. Just making do.
Well, I'm not saying they make do. If they bring back Alfred Blue, I'm going to start a riot.
Well,
like,
I know,
that's
you're saying
thing.
Make do with a second rounder that may or may not be good.
No, they need to value having multiple running backs. Just like the Rams did at the end of the season, just like the Patriots do. I mean, Rex Burkhead scored the game-winning touchdown to send them to the Super Bowl. James White is a weapon out of the backfield. They drafted Sonny Michel at the end of the first round, and he took it to the next level. Like, just value the running back position well enough to where you bring in enough guys that can do some good stuff that it brings you different type of weapons.
You know what would really prove to me if you value the running back position is bringing in this guy and quit saying that Alfred Blue does special teams. You know, that Deontay Foreman might be in shape.
I'm not. This is the Le'Veon Bell argument. I'm not defending Alfred Blue.
Well, you kind of are.
Don't put me in the
Alfred
Blue.
You
no,
kind of
don't
are.
Put me on the other extreme of the argument just to fit your agenda, John. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Should the Texans be in on Le'Veon Bell? I say hell no. J-Lo says hell yes. What say you? And also, coming up next, how much Bell reportedly wants. We're going to get a little bit more into that. We're also going to get into why the Texans need to learn from the Jags' mistakes last year. What does Blake Bortles have to do with the Texans' defense? We'll tell you next. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.